Welcome back to the podcast. For those that's viewing on the gram, what up, though? Just checking in and seeing how everything is. It's been a while since I put something out, so thought it was very important and imperative that I drop some heat, especially in times like this. I did have a topic drawn up and that I was going to outline, but the way I'm feeling, the way I'm thinking about life, it's changed my scope of what I thought things were. You see, sometimes in life we become so settled and so complacent, and we start doing things that are not of us. And we do it because either we are trying to please people, or we think that this is what people want us to be. The journey to finding what you want to do in life and how you're going to get there is through trial and error. I don't care what anyone says. I've told you guys many times over and over, and I always use that interview with T.D. Jakes when he talks about when his son, him and his son was having that conversation, and his son say, hey, what if this is not the thing? Because see, if it's not the thing, it's always going to be the thing that leads to the thing that leads to the thing. And I remember just being being a project manager, and it's like, I didn't know what I was going to do when I got out of high school. I just like, I know I need to go to college. That's what they say. So I took that path. I took that route. But even during that time, I still didn't know what I wanted to do. I assumed that, hey, well, let me go into insurance. But I really didn't know anything about insurance. I think nowadays we put so much pressure on everybody from high school all the way to, I don't care how old you are, of what you want to do, what you should know what you want to do. And that's a myth. We are misguiding a lot of children, a lot of grown adults with that. I was misguided because I was told you need to know what you need to do, because if you don't know what you need to do, then you're not going to be able to create an income for your family. That's not fair. It's not fair because then I'm put into a situation where I'm doing things that are not my true blessing, not my true calling. I've always loved sales and marketing, but I thought that I had some bad experiences with sales as well as marketing. So I was just like, well, let me come over here where it's safe. And safe to me meant that you weren't really too much gambling on yourself. Yes, you gamble. Yes, I gambled on myself by getting, more education or certificates or reading books, but I wasn't really gambling on myself by finding ways to create a business. And even if so on the side, because that's another thing too. I know I'm all over the place, but this, you guys got to get this work. It's the fact that we tell people that, oh, you just need to niche down and do this one thing. Just niche down and focus on this. But you can't. It's okay to identify what you want to do in a sense of, hey, I want to try that, and actually go forth and put forth the effort to make it happen and see if you like it. But when someone tells you to niche down, I mean, when someone tells me that, I know I got small ears. Look at that. All right, whatever. I don't know what that means. Because if I niche down, then I won't find the allegedly niche. Oh, you guys didn't see that. Allegedly niche that I need to focus on. Or what I should be doing with my life. I tell you, these past 2 or 3 months have been some eye-opening moments, really eye-opening. And I think, some of it is a good thing, but then also it's just you know, the positive thing, it just lets you know that you really have to take care of your business. And you have to be so fearless. And I don't want to use fearless. You have to have courage to do the things that you want to do and stop feeling boxed in. A lot of us, and I've been guilty of it too, being boxed in. It goes back to my original point of being boxed in a situation where you're boxed into a career, boxed into a relationship, you know, boxed into a personality, how you're supposed to be, because this is how you were, you know, when your friends knew you when you were younger. But they forgot about the word called, you know, when you evolve. So when you evolve, a lot of things changes. Experiences change you. Life in general changes you. I always ask myself when I wake up or I take on a new challenge, because right now I'm doing the 30-day weight loss challenge. And part of this weight loss challenge is, it's really more about the disciplines and habits. And you're going to get more of that as time comes. But guys, really, stop focusing on these goals. These goals are not going to be the drive. You want these habits and disciplines. Why? They're transferable. I'll say that again. Focus on the habits and disciplines because they're transferable. What does that mean? Well, let me explain to you, boys and girls. That basically means that when the next goal that you take on, you'll be able to leverage some of those habits and disciplines to attack that goal. I used to be so goal-oriented. Like, man, 30 pounds. Yeah, you write that out, but what's underneath that? Or as Mama would say, what is the meat in between the bread? Meaning, okay, you have that goal of 30 pounds, but then you get on the scale a week from now, and then you only lost a pound or two. So what were the disciplines and habits that you created that didn't get the result? Were you not eating one meal a day, or when you use one meal a day, or were you not taking the supplements, or were you not drinking enough water? You know, what was it that was that you weren't able to create some great habits and results? I mean, excuse me, habits and disciplines. I think that's what we have to focus on more. And it all comes together, guys. I know, like I say, you know, these podcasts I do, especially, you know, I just talk, man. I don't have no script. I just talk from life experiences because it's just, I have a lot of them, fortunately or unfortunately. But you have to understand that your disciplines and your habits are your drivers for your goal. Because we become so disappointed when we don't achieve those goals, but we don't have nothing to measure it against. We don't have to say, well, what was my disciplines and my habits? So for the next 30 days, again, this weight challenge. Also, I will be posting on a podcast, as well as I'm gonna post, I think we're gonna do 4 times or 5 times a week on the gram, and just going to push ourselves for the next 30 days. I just want to see, and the reason why I'm doing this again, going back to the discipline, just want to be disciplined to see where my disciplines are at and where I need what I need to tweak and what I need to get better at. So I appreciate you guys joining. I know this video again, this audio and video was just kind of sporadic, but I do that on purpose because I want to keep you wondering what I'm going to talk about next. Also, I just got a lot to say. So until next time, hope everybody is well, staying safe. Till next time.